By all accounts, the strong early season push of sockeye into and through the Nooshigak District is unprecedented, as all three rivers are approaching or have already met their escapement goals. Another 53.8 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Nooshigak River Tuesday to push the season total to over 601,000 fish. That's well within the escapement goal of 370 to 760,000 sockeye. Another 57.2 thousand sockeye were counted Tuesday as escapement to the Wood River to push the season total to 656.8 thousand. That almost assures that the lower end of the escapement goal will be met in the next day or so. That goal is 700,000 to 1.5 million fish. Another 34.4 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Agushik River Tuesday to push the season total to 86.3 thousand. The escapement goal is 150 to 300,000 fish. Tim Sands is the ADFNG Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak District.
The escapement levels are higher than we would normally expect considering the fishing effort we have out there or the amount of time we're allowing for fishing. And, of course, there could be many different reasons. You know, when we flew the other day, we couldn't see a boat anywhere near the beach. So I think all the boats were over on West Channel. So when all the fish are coming up on that, through that area, they're not really available to the set nets. So we saw empty set nets and the fleet out in the middle of the bay trying to catch the fish. So there's one thing there. Somebody else told me that all the fish were right along the lead line that they were catching. So maybe the fish are coming in, staying deep, coming in the deep channels, and that's why they're getting by. But you're correct in that we've been fishing continuously basically since Saturday morning, and the escapement slowed down a little bit, but it's still a lot more than we would normally expect with this amount of fishing time.
The record levels of early season escapement has allowed fishing game to greatly liberalize fishing time in the Nooshigak District. The set net fishery across the entire district is open until further notice, and fishing game has given the drifters around 18 hours a day of fishing time. Sand says all of the information from the ongoing Port Muller test fishery looks good for continued good fishing.
Based on what I saw of the Port Muller numbers, I think that all the bays here in Bristol Bay still have fish to come. And, you know, usually the season lasts 2-3 weeks. And as far as I can tell, we're still in the first week, at least for this bay. So I would hope that we have, you know, continued catches at Port Muller for a while longer, and then good fishing in all the bays for at least, you know, till the 10th of July or later.
At 9 a.m. Wednesday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game had 351 drift net permits registered to fish in the Nooshigak District. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.